Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal Literacy 15 conference call. We literally have people from all over the world listening to our call tonight. I know there's a lot of folks down in Cancun, Mexico on the line, and we really commend them for showing the dedication to still make the team call tonight. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. A true legend in Prepaid Legal will be sharing a lot of valuable information with you guys. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Hayden, Oklahoma, to Platinum Four Executive Director, Million, Original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 income earner, but most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Tim Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, son. Thank you. Well, I tell you what, Jeremy, this is going to be an exciting call tonight because this gentleman actually got in prepaid the year before I did. He's been around a long, long time, but he's still a young guy. He's, you know, a Platinum Four Executive Director, $250,000 ringer, Millionaire Club member, been in the Players Club ever since it's been in existence, served as Vice President of Arkansas and many other states, been an Executive Vice President, just been around a long time, diligently working the business, knows how to do it, walks the walk and talks the talk. And a personal friend of mine, I guess he and I were the two best friends that Wilbur had. At least we like to think so, and Wilbur seemed to think so. So, but most of all tonight, he's just a great guy. He's a team player. He knows what it's about. He's been there when we had things good with prepaid. He's been there when we had things bad with prepaid, and he's still around in the business. My friend, Mr. Larry King.
Thank you, Kenneth, and I'm excited about being on the call tonight, Kenneth. And it's always a privilege and an honor to be on the Moore Success Team call. And, you know, I stopped and thinking Kenneth asked me to be on this call tonight. And, you know, as Kenneth said, out at Wilburn's funeral, there was four people asked to speak, Peter Grunbaum, Keith Davis, Ken Moore, and myself. And I listened to those people speak. And I just hope when something happens to me at my funeral, they say as many good things about me as they did Wilburn Smith. You know, I had people sending me emails and sending me calls and just doing lots of things, saying that, you know, Wilbur Smith was a giver. Well, I can tell you something about prepaid legal services. In order to make the big money, you got to be a giver. When I got into singing, and I'm going to do some things tonight and talk about some things, but I think it's important for a lot of the new people on here to realize sometimes when you get into something, you're not looking for anything. When I looked at this, I definitely, as I said at the funeral, when Wilbur Smith asked me to look at this, I wasn't looking for anything, didn't want to make a change, and wasn't looking for make a change. But you know what? I looked at this thing, and I was looking at some training material I had, and, you know, you've got, and I think that one thing that's right now we need to realize, in order to make money with prepaid legal services, you've got to provide your prospects with value. And Wilbur Smith, when he showed this to me, showed me value. And he made me realize, and again, I hear this said time and time again, if you don't get anything else tonight out of this whole call, or you never get anything out of anybody else, what anybody else says, excuse me, Wilbur Smith always said something that's held true. When I want to make money and I want to make sales and I want to recruit people, is if I'm recruiting or if I'm selling a membership to somebody or I'm talking to somebody about a member, it's always too good to say, as a member, you can do this, and as a member, you can do that. And with our opportunity, as an associate, you can do this, and as an associate, you can do that. As an associate, you can make money. As an associate, you can travel. As an associate, you can be in the Players Club, and you can get money for your car bonus. As an associate, you can get the free trip next year to Maui, Hawaii. As I heard someone here from Cancun, that trip was awarded to you because you seen value in our company. You seen value in our product. You know, value in the membership. You won't find anybody that really believes in this company that don't see value in this membership. You know, I had a person tell me the other day, well, this membership didn't do it. I said, hey, whoop, wait a minute. You don't see any value in it. You probably ought to start pinching pennies. You know, if you don't see any value in what you're doing, I said, you can't sell a Chevy car and drive Fords. You've got to see value in what you do. And there's a lot of value in our product. There's a lot of value in our opportunity. You know, the most important thing you'll ever do is develop value. And, you know, how do you get people to buy prepaid legal? you know, the Bible really provides the answer. And I've heard Mr. Stonecipher say this many a time. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. And, you know, that's what it takes to get an appointment. That's what it takes to get people to buy prepaid legal services. And why does people buy anything? How can you recruit people, and how can you market prepaid legal services? Why do people buy anything? One, they need it. Necessity provides better quality of life. You know, if they need it, and it's necessity, they can see that it will provide them a better quality of life. And I believe prepaid legal, and Randy Moore's been a trooper, he can tell you this. He's had situations to happen in his life. I've had situations happen in my life, and Kenneth Moore has. Anybody that's been in this program for any amount of time can see the value, because it can help you develop a better quality of life. Another reason why people buy anything is they want it. You know, people need it or they want it. People buy off of emotion, fear of loss. When you're showing this people, or when you show this product to people, and you show this opportunity to people, they need to get a fear of loss. When you show it to them, folks, I ask them a question. You know, when they buy that membership, I ask them, I said, do you know five people that you think would really like to have this? And they say, well, sure. I say, well, do you want to make the $500 or do you want me to? You know, you just got to ask questions, folks. People, you can set a fear of loss up in the people. And you know, we just go, the selling is a process. And I think that we got the best process in the world. You got the best system. Kenneth Moore's been through the best system. You know, we talked about the old times. Folks, the old times are gone. The new times are coming in. June the 21st, we're having our annual stockholders meeting. And they're going to go through the transition of this company, making one of the biggest steps, if not the biggest steps, in the history of this company. Now, Kenneth Moore and I, he came back in years ago at TVC when John Hill come in, and we had an explosive, just eruption, volcano, I mean, mass recruiting. And, folks, I believe June the 21st, you're going to see a transaction happen. There's going to be a transition in this company. 3 days later, all the checks will be written. By mid-July, folks, if you're not running, this thing's going to snowball and run over you. You're going to see stories telling. Excuse me. There are going to be stories telling. There are going to be stories told. There are going to be success. You're going to see people closing deals like they never closed. People are going to be asking questions. You know, three kinds of people, those that make it happen, those that watch it happen, and those that wonder what did happen. Just don't be one of those people wondering what did happen. You know, if you're really out there marketing it, right now is a good time to go out there and ask people, say, when's the last time you updated your will? You ever tried to traffic to? If you really want to get this thing started and you want to start recruiting people, go out there and talk to them about the things that they really need and the things that are happening to them every day. You know, if you go back to Wilburn Smith and selling memberships and why he was so successful, if people said he was down to earth, well, he talked to people about things that happened to him. You know, people will say, well, I've never used an attorney. Well, it wasn't that they had never used one, they had never needed one. They just hadn't used one because they was afraid of the cost. You know, what can we do about it? Right now, we can go into a transition where we can help people. We can do more recruiting than we've ever thought about it. People, these teenage drivers, people are concerned right now, folks. Unemployment. I don't know where y'all just been watching the news, and I'm sure some of you have here lately, but we had a lady on our news just this last week, and she's talking about there's 200,000 veterans out there that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that needs jobs. And she gave an explanation, and I never did really understand it, and folks, I don't know that I totally do now, but I got a little better understanding of what was going on. She said there's 200,000 veterans coming back, and she said, I'm a dispatcher, and I move supplies and trucks and equipment from one place to another, and I do it in an orderly manner. I do it the way the government says to do it, and I do it by the way that they trained us. You know, she said, I thought I was highly qualified to dispatch, and she said, I went to a trucking company, and I went in, and I put my qualifications down, and they come out and said, ma'am, said, you just don't have the qualifications for what we need. And she says, well, sir, I've moved millions of dollars worth of supplies. I've moved thousands of troops, and I've moved hundreds of pieces of equipment in a day's time. How could I not be qualified? They said, well, you can do it the way the government does it, and they do it in a way that there's no cost factor. we have to figure cost in anything we do, and you don't qualify in doing it in the way we would do it. Excuse me. So, you know, when you look at this thing, you can think you're qualified for something, and you're not qualified. And those 200,000 veterans would come back and are looking for jobs. She said, for the first time in my life, I need a job. I need an income, and I need a source to help my family. She said, for the first time in my life. And I thought I was well qualified. I went to every training and every school that the military could provide for me, and then I come to find out I'm not qualified for civilian life. Folks, what we got is an opportunity. Anybody's qualified. I don't care who they are. If they walk, talk, and then speak and ask people, they can become successful in this business. You know, I think we could uncover a really good program. Y'all have bases right there. There in Moore, Oklahoma, and other bases you have around you, military people coming back. You know people's got family that are in the military. We really need to start going out and help our veterans. I think that if you want to do something to help our country more than anything, it's to try to find a veteran and get them into some extra income. This lady right here, she needs money. She needs extra income or full-time income or really whatever we can do. I really think that that's something we can overlook, you know. And I've been talking about the people on our teams about doing that. You know, these people are open to making income. They're open to making additional income. And right now we need to step up the recruiting in this company. You know, come the 21st day of June and then on into mid-July, we need to be prepared. We need to get out there and we need to start talking to people. And we need to start helping people create this income and these extra streams of income and get them settled in and get them started for the mass explosion. And Kenneth can tell you that, again, he's seen this type deal. I've seen this type deal. And these people are right now looking and considering doing something on the side or extra income. And it's not just military, folks. The unemployment rate is rising. They said the economy, the stats they've got right now are down again. What can we do? We can help them. You're sitting out there, and how do you help these people? You ask them. These people have got their financial options open. We're just not doing what we should be doing. And I think the biggest fallacy that we may be getting into and going out there and talking to people is we're not going out there and talking to them, number one, but when we do talk to people, and I'm talking about myself, that I don't really follow up that well. When you're talking to people right now, you really need to get to where you develop a sense of urgency in yourself. Right now, you need to get to urgency. You need to start doing more three-way calling. You need to find out, as I was just on a call a while ago, is we got to start hooking more people up with more people to help them become successful. We got to start doing more three-way calls. We got to start inviting more people to our events. We got to get them enrolled. We got to get them ready for what's going on. And I know, folks, I may be repeating over and over some of the things that's what's happening, but I hope I'm putting it in my voice. I'm excited about it. I've been around this thing a long, long time, since back in 1983, and I've never seen anything it's kind of like that tornado that comes through. You know, you can see it out in the dark, and you see it just watching it on TV. I was in the hospital, Baptist Hospital, the other day when that bad tornado hit Oklahoma. And, you know, they said, you better get ready, folks. This thing's coming. This thing will kill you. This thing's really going to be bad. And, you know, some of them didn't get out of the way. But the people who did survived. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. There's a really large storm coming in prepaid legal. You know, if you really, really want to explode your business, you'll have it prepared. And that's recruit as many people as you can right now, between now and the 1st of July or mid-July. Because I think by the time we come to Dallas, that we don't have any idea what's really going to take place. And, you know, we got so many great things right now that as soon as possible, I mean ASAP, you need to get people involved as much as you can to get them started, to get this thing to going. And, you know, right now, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I hear all the objections that every one of you do. It's kind of amazing to me is, I have people say, is this Amway? And, you know, I simply ask them, is this Amway? I say, what do you mean, is this Amway? Let them tell you. I have people always ask me, say, is this a pyramid? You may be on here tonight, and people ask you, is this a pyramid? And I simply say, you mean where the people at the top make all the money. Oh, no, this is not corporate America. People ask me, is this a pyramid? I say, no, we're not corporate America. The people at the top don't make all the money. The people at the bottom can make more than the people at the top. You know, people say, I don't have any money right now. If you're going out there seeing those type of people, they say, I don't have any money. I say, perfect. We can fix that problem. Folks, with our company and our product, we can fix any problem. I like what somebody said the other day when I was out there. It says, you know, or Wilmer Smith always said it, there's no financial ill that prepaid legal can't cure. I don't have time. Awesome. You know, people tell you they don't have time right now. That's awesome they don't have time. Because a busy person's your best person that you can recruit. They have contacts. You've got time. You'll work with them. Tell them that. You know, people ask you, is this MLM? Say, what, you know, what do you like about MLM? Do you like it or you don't like it? Find out if they like it or don't like it. If they say, I like it, say, great. That's what we do. If they say, I don't like it, well, great. We can fix that. I need to talk it over with your spouse. You know, go out there and get somebody telling you something. You know, you're going to run across a lot of people throughout now that's got into business that I've tried this before and it didn't work. So what do you mean? What didn't work? Usually you'll find out it was them. It wasn't the company. You know, I've never found out this product or company didn't work. I've just found out a few people wouldn't work. But I mean, folks, when you get to looking at what you can do in trucking companies and the business, small business plan, I know the Spanish market's really going to explode. They're talking about that. They're going to bring it up. They're going to put it forth more to us than they ever have. What we've got a hold of right now, in the amount of time I've been in this business right now, I believe is the best time that I've ever seen in prepaid legal. You know, again, folks, when I looked at this thing in 1983, I wasn't looking for anything. I promise you, folks, there's people out there looking for something now. There's people looking for things to make a change. And sometimes when you're not looking for something, the reason why you're not looking for something is because you're blinded. The reason why I was looking for anything, I was blinded because I thought I was doing the best I could do. People are not doing the best they can do right now in most cases. We have an opportunity. You know, Kenneth Moore, as you look at it, and I heard speaking the other day, and it's, again, it's talking about Wilburn didn't graduate from high school. You know, folks, I served two terms in college, Johnson and Nixon. I went so long, my mother thought you had to go to college, so every time they started a new semester, I enrolled. I went. And, you know, I look at that, it didn't help me a bit in what I'm doing right now. I found out there's no substitute for hard work. I don't care what you're doing. Sam Walton, back years ago, I had the privilege. My wife worked in an office when Mr. Walton started Walmart. She actually worked in the home office. I was a trooper right there with him. I've had Sam Walton ride in the car with me, and folks missed an opportunity. You know, if they just bought 1,000 shares of stock, been worth $35 million. But, you know, I thought, well, this thing ain't going to work. I never will forget. Mary come home one day and said, Mr. Sam said if we'd buy 750 shares of stock, he'd give us 250. And I said, Mary, they're borrowing money every week to stay open. You think that thing's going to work? She said, I don't know. And I said, well, we just sold a house and everything, and the lake out there, we like to go to the lake. Why don't we go out and buy us a new pickup and a boat? We went and paid cash for a new boat and a new pickup truck to pull it with, because we didn't have anything to pull it with, because we'd sold our property when we moved to Bentonville for the state police, and we owned the home where we was out here. If we'd have put that money in that stock and stayed what we should have done, folks, they'd worth a couple hundred million dollars. But, you know, I didn't think it would work. I didn't think it was going to stay. And sure enough, folks, largest corporation in the world. You know, you're looking at prepaid legal and the people that's coming on board now, Mid-Ocean Partners. Kenneth sat through the same meeting I did, impressive. Jenny Lynn and the Scope Company, Nikon Scope, I believe, and the other major corporation they're players with that they've dealt with, folks, they know where to go and they know what to do. It's just going to make the difference whether you, right now, don't make the mistake I made back in 1971, 72, when Sam Walton sat down and talked to me, because I believe that this is going to be I know it's going to be. It's going to be the empire, the explosive prepaid legal, because, you know, Alan Fernley said something that I had never thought about, and I think that everybody, if you never heard this, and you may have heard about it but didn't pay a lot of attention to it, is where can you go for $17 a month and get an attorney in all 50 states that you have access to them anytime you have an emergency situation, or to get advice, letters, and phone calls for that one membership, you know, for $17. You know, that right there is a good deal. The next thing of it is, when that catches on, the problem that we have right now is the unawareness. They're going to spend $650 million, and then they're going to put several more hundreds of millions of dollars into advertising to become aware. I think that you'll see within a year, and maybe even sooner, even by Dallas, you're going to see some shocking things coming forth that's going to happen, that the awareness of this company is going to be shocking compared to what we've had in the past. We haven't had any awareness. When Kenneth and I got in, people says, I wish I'd have got in when you did or got in when Kenneth got in. No, you don't. You know, I heard Linda Bowden, I think, on here a while ago when she got in. She can sure tell you it was a lot different. I told everybody when I got in, I sold owls. They said, what do you mean owls? I said, I'm in prepaid. And they'd say, who? You know, it was amazing. Nobody knew it. But I think that you're going to see something that you've never seen in your life and experienced. If you've been in this thing any time at all, most especially, I don't think Kenneth and I can even imagine what's going to happen when the awareness comes to this program. You're not going to hear people saying they do this or they do that. You know, I really believe, and I'm saying my belief. I'm not saying this is a fact. I'm not saying they're saying it. I'm going to say from my belief. I'm going to tell you what I believe. Everybody's got the right to be wrong. And I may be wrong, but I think I've got the right also to be right, and I think this is what's going to happen. I think you're going to see people making a month what our top money earners are making now a year. When we get the awareness out there instead of the unawareness, to where people have some idea what direction we're going, have some idea what this thing's going to do. Folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't care what you know or how much you know. If you don't get excited about it, it don't matter. You know, heard a guy say one time that a business is 90% being excited about it and 10% knowledge. You don't have to know a lot. You just got to be excited about it. And, you know, there's a lot to that. You need to get really excited about prepaid. You're not really excited about it. And I'm going to tell you, them people that call from Cancun's excited about it, or they wouldn't call from Cancun because they're doing something tonight and they're excited. But you need to get turned on. You need to take your people, everybody you got in your team, you need to start calling them. The old ones, the people maybe that have dropped, I don't care what. You need to start calling them and telling them about the new awareness program that's prepaid legal that's going to bring forth and what this company is going to do for them and the direction it's headed, because I think we owe it to them. We owe it to them. We brought them people in, and we owe them a lot. Maybe we didn't do what we should have. I told somebody the other day, I said, my real problem of it is I don't think that I've put enough awareness, in the people that I've brought in this business from the starting point of what it really had. I think that that's been a problem that we've had all along with everything. We just take it for granted, but I think that is going to totally turn and shift to a higher speed of excitement that we've never imagined. And, you know, folks, the people that don't do it, hey, I wish them well in whatever they do. You know, I'm not going to beg them. You know, if they want to do it, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine. Because I really believe there'll be a time when they're going to come back around when they see what we're going to bring to the table, what this is going to offer us within the next, I don't think it's going to be that long. I think by Dallas that we'll see some really major changes. And Kenneth, I'll answer any questions you got, and I hope I've said some things in it. And you know, Kenneth has been a friend of mine since back in 84 when he came to the company. He and I and Wilburn have just kind of melded together, kind of like a melting pot. We stuck together. We've rode the thick and thin. Folks, we've been here when it's really thin. We've been here when it's pretty thick. But I think we hadn't seen anything but what's going to happen, Kenneth.
I tell you there, you hit it right down the center. You're absolutely right. And, you know, old Cal Meisner, dead now and gone. You remember Cal. He used to have a saying, the train is pulling out of the station. You can get on or you can be left behind. And, folks, this is it. You can get on or you can be left behind. It's your choice. But I know that you on the call tonight made the decision to get on the train, and that's a smart decision, isn't it, Larry?
Yeah, Kenneth, you know, something happened here in Walt Rich today, and I didn't mention. They brought a no-steam engine through here today. The railroad here is doing right now a tour through the United States with a no-steam engine. And that thing was pulling a pretty doggone good load, and one of the troopers clocked it up here, Ken. It's going to kind of blow your mind at 65 mile an hour. You know, That old engine's running pretty fast at that, Kenneth.
It is.
You know what I'm going to say, Kenneth? You know what I looked at that and said? I'm that old steam engine.
Well, you're steady, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to run fast.
But you're going to tune up that engine, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My daddy used to plow with horses and mules. But, you know, them days are gone, and them days have been slow, and prepaid's gone. And I'm looking for the fastest thing that I got going, doing it accurate, going out there and becoming a problem solver, helping the people, and putting money in the bank at the same time.
That's right. And I think, Kenneth, right now's the time. I think that people need to grab their upline. I think they need to get a hold of your shirt tail. I think they need to, if you're on this call tonight, you're an associate, and you don't know where you're headed, you need to call upline so you can get somebody pointed you in the direction you're ready to go in. Because I really believe it's there, Kenneth. I really do. And I've had
a lot of people that's just getting in lately call me, and we've taken time out. We went over things. You know, I have a guy that's fixed to be one of the very superstars right down there in Nashville, Tennessee, Tony Barkley and his wife. They come on board. They got energy. They got excitement. They're really going. You know, Larry, I've been fortunate. I've got people that 26 years ago that is still on this team. They saw the vision. Some of them went faster than others. Some of them, circumstances sucked them, but they still stayed with it. And those people are doing one of our favorite things, Larry, drawing residual income. Okay. You don't draw any residual income, do you, Larry?
Yes, sir, I do, Ken. Every day I get a jackpot.
I draw just a little bit. You know, and for those people, I still have people today say, well, I don't know if it'll work. Well, folks, I think Larry would be with me. What if it does?
Well, you know, Kenneth, I've got to the point, and I don't mean to make this as a cocky remark, but, you know, if they put the checks in my bank account, I don't really care what they think.
You know what? That's what my wife always says. Honey, just take money and go to the bank, you know.
Right. You know, the checks, cash, and services work, and what's between there don't mount.
Well, I'm going to tell a story on my wife. It didn't really pertain to nothing except I want to tell a story on my wife. But the first time she got a Canadian check, she went down to the bank, she cashed the check, she come back a-griping. I said, what's your problem? She said, well, this is Canadian money. She said, it's not worth as much U.S. money. Went on. I said, well, let me ask you a question, Charlene. Do you know the people that wrote the business that you threw the money off of? No. I said, so have you ever done anything to help those people that you got the money off? She said, well, no. And I said, so let me get it straight. You're griping about getting money off of somebody you don't know that done something you didn't help with. And all of a sudden she said, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And actually in this business, those things can happen. Even though you want to help the people, your organization is going to get so large and so many people are doing so much, you're going to have money coming in, folks, that you don't even know where it come from. Is that not right, Larry?
Well, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and that's a true story. I did it comically because she didn't realize what she was saying, but she was getting money off somebody she never heard of, didn't do any help, and she's crying because she got it.
That's right. And you know, heard Wilburn and I, Kenneth, were just talking. It's not been long back, and he and I were saying and talking about it. And I won't say that everybody on this call, I know you think the world of them, and I do too. I know a lot of them, and they're good people. And, folks, the one thing about it, I want you to realize one thing. As I just told the team a while ago, you deserve more. You deserve what you can have from this business. You deserve it. And if you'll do the things that Kenneth Moore has done, the things I've had to do, the things that Wilbur Smith's had to do, I promise you one thing. You can have what you deserve.
And you know, Larry, you was talking a while ago about Linda Bowden. Linda Bowden come on board with me in 1987, the year I was vice president of marketing for the state of Arizona. And Linda Bowden is still on my team today, still making me money today. Now, that's a long time, people. But for Millie Baker, I didn't hear on the call tonight. Millie's sick a lot. But you know, Millie Baker come on my team back in 1985, James Stark on tonight, come on the team back in December of 1984, I believe. Just people like it, still on the team. Some of them doing more than others, but they're all still doing something. Anytime you got people on your team 20, 26 years, Harold Pinson 21 years, anytime you got people like that, you know they saw something in it. They saw a belief in the company. They made money out of it, or they wouldn't still be doing it. Now, those people are really going to reap a harvest, but the very person that got on today may make more money than I've ever made or you may ever make because they're coming on at the right time with the right company, the right product, and the market is absolutely right if we go out there and create activity. Now, if we sit home and listen to all the bad news on the TV, you know, it reminds me of the guy that sold hot dogs. Larry, you probably remember that old story Wilbur and I used so much, and probably you did. The guy stood on the side of the road, and he hollered, hot dogs, and he had to get him a bigger stove and buy more wieners and buy more buns, and things were booming. but his son come home from college, and he said, Dad, don't you know there's a recession going on? And the old man thought, you know, my son's went to college. He's very educated. He should know what's happening. So guess what? He tucked down his signs, you know. He cut his bun order. He cut his wiener order because he knew things was going to be bad. And guess what? They were, because he believed the way his son told him. He didn't believe the way he believed in himself. So once you lose faith in yourself, folks, you're whipped. Don't quit or you're a loser. Stay with it, and you are a winner. Larry King, I do appreciate you and Mary so very much. If we could ever do anything, my friend, and we'll just Wilbur would want us to keep on keeping on, and he would be the proudest as he is. And I wouldn't doubt if Wilbur's not up here talking to God tonight saying, I want to do another presentation. And if so, he'll be the best there is.
I guarantee you, make the presentation, got a few people gathered around, if you can get them there.
You better believe it, Larry. Well, Larry, thank you so much for being on. Now, I got Dave Peterman. He's been faithful to step by. Jeremy had to, he's a ball coach. He had to get on the call, and he had to run off to his kid's ball game because he's the coach, and Randy's gone on vacation, and David stood by. He's faithful to help me anytime I ever want him to, like so many of my people. But, David, you got a thing or two you'd like to say to Larry tonight?
Well, Mr. King, we first of all, we appreciate you the words that you and Mr. Moore said at Wilbur's funeral. It meant a lot. We appreciate the respect that you showed there and the friendship. And I just think Larry was right on with everything he went over tonight. I mean, I think the awareness thing with Mid-Ocean coming and where we're going, I think everything. I took a lot of notes, Mr. King, and certainly we appreciate you. And Mr. Moore has taught us well, you know, with the product and believing in ourself and our company and product and becoming a product of our product. And certainly the compensation can't get any better. So we're certainly excited and appreciate you being on the call tonight.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And, you know, you've said a mouthful. As people got to believe in themselves. And I think that right now is the time to really believe in that, Dave.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Larry, I'll say one more thing and I'll let you go. I've been training my people, you know, that really they can talk too much because I love to talk. You know, if anybody knows me. But the thing about it is, if we go out there and present the product to people where it solves a problem for them, that's going to do it. They want to know, what will it do for me, and then what's it going to cost me to get it done? If you do those two things, they're going to purchase a product. And once they do that, they're wide open to being recruited, aren't they?
They sure are, Kenneth. As I said a while ago, people buy for need and impulse.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
That's the two reasons why people buy, folks. I mean, and we can create a need. There is a need for our product. And we just got to go out there and show it to them. I mean,
you bet. Just activity.
Larry
King, thank you. God bless you, my friend.
Sure.
And good night.
Thank y'all. Good night. Thank you.
Folks, as usual, it's been a great call tonight. Thank you for that was on tonight. A lot of people is on vacation. They certainly deserve it. Because I tell you, in the months to come, we're going to be out there working. We're going to be out there recruiting. We're going to be out there marketing. We're going to be out there making money, and we can take that money and help other people. We can give it to our church. We can build our kids' college education. We can leave a legacy for our family. But, you know, I've been doing this 27 years, and I think we'll just stick around a few more years just to see what you folks do. So God bless you. Keep putting God first, your family second, and prepaid third. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you helping tonight.